Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and Happy New Year 2020 to everybody now in our listening area. Everybody's now on board with 2020. And good morning from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio, as well as great radio stations across the country that are playing us right now. Also down in the Caribbean, AM 1000. Thank you very much for carrying us all across the Caribbean. And we've also got many listeners tuning in on the internet tonight, listening to us that way. And a special shout out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite. Our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, especially the drivers that are out there taking people home, the tow truck drivers that are towing the cars free of charge in some areas, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers that are carting the people around designated driver night. That's a very smart idea. Leave your car at home and let somebody else drive you. Though, by the way, let's not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, sticking around to join me right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, we're going to say the pledge, and then you got a special group of people that wants to chime in, right?
I sure do.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Now, let's go ahead with the troubadours that are sitting there by you. I want to hear them.
Well, that's right, Captain. I've got some folks here who want to wish everybody out there a very happy new year. Are you ready, guys? A little bit louder than that.
Give it a shout. There you go. That sounds like it. All right.
There you go. That's the fam.
All right. That's the fan base in the house. There we go. We got it. I'm surprised they're still awake, but tell them it's time now to go to bed.
That's right. Yeah, the captain says time for bed now. It's time to go to bed. Late now.
Yeah, that's what it's all about in the holiday seasons. Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Tesla, because a federal judge rejected Tesla's effort in California to dismiss claims by two of their employees about racism. And Tesla said that they now must face a suit claiming racism at the California factory, according to this federal judge. What's this all about?
Well, that's right, Captain. This is a factory in Fremont, California, that has about 10,000 people that work there. And back in 2015 and 2016, there was a man and his son, evidently, who had to endure, quote, severe and pervasive racial harassment. The two gentlemen are African American, and they said that they were subjected to racial epithets repeatedly, as well as racist cartoons that were drawn and so forth, and that they're claiming that the supervisors didn't do really anything in order to stop any of this. So you're right. Now Tesla has been told it has to move forward with this lawsuit, and we'll find out more as it goes by.
Well, they've been having some financial troubles. They still are, and this isn't going to help them at all, is it?
Well, no, not at all. And certainly, okay, when it comes to workplace, people, these kinds of things happen in workplace, is not acceptable.
Now, Karl Rove has come out, of course, Republican strategist Karl Rove, He's predicted right now that there are six Democrats that will have enough cash for the first primaries, namely the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. He said after that, he said there won't be anybody else that will have any money unless things change drastically, and that includes Elizabeth Warren.
That includes Elizabeth Warren is exactly right. You know, it's the idea that maybe she's peaked a little too soon, perhaps, and others will become more of the darlings of the donations, perhaps Mayor Pete and so forth. But really, what the Democrats are looking to do, and it may simply be an organic process of weeding out some of these numerous candidates, as it were. But right, it's the money's going to tell the story here, and especially as we hit to the Iowa caucuses and head on into the New Hampshire primary, by Super Tuesday, we're going to have a pared down bunch, I think.
Now, before you go, we got about a minute here just to bring people up to snuff with the embassy situation in Baghdad. The people that came in there and did the damage are out of the embassy now. Some of them are out on the street. They're claiming they're going to protest back out on the street again. The newspapers yesterday got it all wrong right off the bat, saying that, well, these were mourners from a funeral that came down there. No, they weren't. This was a premeditated and organized protest and what wound up being a disorganized riot by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and one of their commanding officers was right there directing the whole show.
Well, exactly right. And of course, the narrative that they want is to that it's somehow an organic thing that happened, but it certainly wasn't.
Nope.
Also, Captain, of course, there were women and children that were placed into this crowd.
Yep.
And you've got to wonder if they were trying to provoke, that is, the Iranian overlords here, if they're trying to provoke something very bad to happen so they could blame the United States on the world stage.
Well, sure they were, because they were hoping that instead of us firing rubber bullets and beanbags and stun grenades and smoke bombs, that we were going to do something different. Now, had they gotten through that first barrier, had they gotten through the second barrier, which they didn't get that close, but there's a three-wall system there before you get to where you're going to wind up inside the main living area and residence and quarters for the military people there that are there and all that, and they didn't get that far.
No, they didn't, most fortunately. But again, under President Trump, this is a very, very different set of circumstances in how the Marines are charged to protect the
people. All righty, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And Happy New Year to you. And that was a bunch of little ones there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Captain. Happy New Year.
All righty, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And, of course, that was his little ones, his family, that wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And that was a lot of fun. I'll be right back. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, I've never really been a New Year's resolution kind of person. I've done it just like everybody else. But I have to say that if you're still in any kind of pain, it's not too late to make 2020 a much better year than last year. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, created the three-week quick start so anyone in pain for $20, $19.95, can see if they can get out of town, too, with that pain. Now, I'll tell you what. It's not too late to make a New Year's resolution, and this year you might be able to keep it by saying, I'm going to get rid of the pain I'm in, and here's the way to do it. It's Relief Factor and the three-week quick start. $19.95 is what it runs, plus shipping and handling. It takes about a couple days, 3 days to get to you. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The website, again, relieffactor.com/captain. And go in there, and you'll see a little tutorial, a little video there, tell you all about it. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you or bother you. It's an all-natural product. And you start out for a week taking three packets a day to get it in your system. Then the second week and the third week, you cut down to two packets a day. And guess what? Boom, you're in like Flynn. It should work. 80%, more, just a little bit more than 80% of the people that take it stay on it. Now, that's what they've told me from the Relief Factor plant themselves, the company. So, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, you notice lately people moving during the holidays, moving vans and seeing moving different places. Maybe you might be wondering where they're going if you don't know who they are and you don't really know who some of your neighbors are. Well, let me tell you what's going on. Out there in California, they're not all going to Nevada, and they're not all going to Arizona, and they're not all going to New Mexico or Colorado either.
A whole bunch of folks have been making the move from California to Texas. Now, there's been quite an influx in Texas of the progressive left liberal voters that are moving to Texas, in some cases, taking their voting habits with them, not realizing that Texas is a really good, conservative, red, white, and blue, stand-up-for-America type state. And Texas, you folks had better be on your A-game, because these folks are not thinking about you. They're only thinking about what they came from and how they can ruin your state. Because, well, what they get must have worked. It's the politicians that screwed up. It couldn't have been them and the people they voted in. No, no, it wasn't them. Really? And then you've got Florida. Now, the reason that we know there's a lot of people coming down to Florida from the Northeast and the Midwest is because there's been a tremendous influx of money coming into the banks down here in Florida. That's what tells everybody that there's things going on. Now, California, the people that are moving, most of them are just blue-collar workers for the most part. There may be a few more affluent people, but the large amount of money that's showing up in the banks is not predominant or prevalent there in California as much as it is in Florida. People coming down here are coming down here with money, and they're bringing their voting habits with them. And you Floridians, especially you conservatives, you need to pay attention. Because these people need to understand there's a reason they moved here to begin with. And if they like the advantages of not having a state income tax and having some very reasonable property taxes for the most part, that they don't want to screw it up, because we don't tax people to pay for this, that, and the other. We don't do that. In this state that I'm in Florida. We just don't. And by the way, a lot of people get different deductions here in this state, veterans, disabled veterans, the homestead bills that we have, as well as first responders. Now, they may be changing that back to the way it was, because it used to be it was just the first responders. It was first responders from wherever they were at could come down here and they could get the homestead exemption and all that sort of stuff. And then they changed it to where you had to be injured in the line of duty and disabled here in Florida. Now they're talking about changing it back because of the fact that we've had people that have moved here, a lot of them from New York, the World Trade Center, from earthquakes and fires elsewhere, and different disasters. They've come here because usually people, when they break a lot of bones and whatnot, and I was given a choice, my doctor says, hey, pick a state, Arizona or Florida. And the reason was because I was going to have arthritis later in life, which I do, and that's I was told that's the best place for you to be, either Arizona with the dry heat or Florida with the humidity and the moist heat, but you needed to be in the warmer weather. So I picked Florida because my parents were living down here at the time before they passed away. So there you go. So that's where I came. But keep in mind that the exodus is happening. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. Eric, is that you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You're talking about, real quick, and keep it apolitical tonight while as close as I can. You're talking about moving down here to Florida.
Yeah.
I've been living down here since, probably 04 when I was, officially medically retired for my, injuries incurred while, free fall accident. The situation is this, and, you're reading the story, it's true. I've definitely seen a change in this state as far as its political persuasion, if you will, lean more towards the blue side, not necessarily the bad side. I don't want to tick anybody off, but it's definitely more of a purple state. It's almost a dark purple now from when I moved down here. We moved down here, buy a new, relatively inexpensive home. And I lived out in Central Florida, out towards Orlando way at first. And then the market was excellent at the time. It was a seller's market. So I took a position down here in the Tampa Bay area as a scenario developer. And, again, the prices, at least in the Bay Area, were probably close to what they are now, maybe a little bit less, or, 300 plus as far as the housing. But a lot of people come down here, retire from Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, et cetera, and they're bringing their politics with them. Yes, sure, they're getting a tax shelter. Like you said, there's no state income tax. The state is very friendly to the veteran community as far as homestead exemptions, particularly, I'll go out on the limb here on national radio. I don't pay a thing in homestead taxes and ad valorem taxes or anything like that because of my retirement rating, if you will. But I think Texas is the big key, that if people can, if the left can take that state, it's over. They already got California. If they're looking at Texas, I mean, they're still our
survivors. They are looking at Texas for sure.
They're big time. And I hate to say it, and this is just my opinion, if it weren't for, God bless him, Governor DeSantis and former Governor Rick Scott taking the state, I kind of came in here at the end of Jeb Bush, and then we had the waffler, if you will, who is our current congressional district representative. You know who I'm talking about, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The former Governor Charlie Crist, who whatever way the political wind was blowing, that's the way he was voting, so to speak. And
yep.
How should I say that? That there is a definite, this is a, you know, so far a, you know, a complete civil rights state as far as, you know, all the Bill of Rights there, particularly the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But they are putting a squeeze on that, and that, the Secretary of Agriculture right now, that Secretary of Agriculture, which controls basically, if I'm not mistaken, all the CCP, you know, concealed carry and this, that, and the other as far as who's allowed to buy what and everything, or carry what and everything. She didn't appear to be very friendly at this point. They were really pushed some of these red flag laws. And, one thing that shocked me about the states that I've lived down here is the law after, Parkland shooting, it pushed through everybody, including military, you have to be 21 to purchase any firearm. And then you can only, and the military is the exemption, but what people don't realize is the military exemption only covers those service members on active duty over the age of 21 or over,
mm-hmm.
and only under orders from their command, allowing them or saying that they're stating a reason why they need to purchase a firearm. So this, you know, there's some subterfuge going on. I think DeSantis is kind of, I don't want to say between a rock and a hard place, but there's, you know, the politics of it all. And, you know, I guess the good have to suffer for the bad, as my late mother used to say. But anyway, I just wanted to make that real quick, sir. There's a definite change going on in Florida. It's definitely more purple than it was red 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. And I'm going to bow my head and say one for all those, all those devil dogs downrange in that green zone on that embassy there. You know, the French and Indians attack at morning and at night. They don't attack during daytime hours. So let's give them our support spiritually and mentally. And simplify, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Eric. And by the way, the Marines went in last night. During the night, during the dark, with their FAST team that went in there. And they had a helicopter overhead, as well a Cobra gunship up overhead at night. Alrighty, we'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back. And it's kind of a cool morning here in Florida, as we've got a cool front that's making things a little chillier. And James, I see you sent me a question. I'm going to look at it during the break, see what it says.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in
and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it sure is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they do have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. But if you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech and have the opportunity to start out making $50,000 to $60,000 a year, pay attention. Here is what they're all about.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been around for quite a long time, and they've got two locations to serve you. Now, they've got the location in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. Now, that is a daytime school only so far. They are working on putting day and night classes in there, and they'll have that done sometime this year. I'll let you know. Mo will let us know, and then we'll tell you here on the show when that's going to happen. But right now, in Clearwater, Florida, their campus there has both daytime and nighttime classes. So if you want to work in the daytime and go to school at night, or if you have a job in the daytime and want to go to school at night, then this is the place to come here in Clearwater. Now, I will tell you, that the National Aviation Academy can help you fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, as you heard the advertisement say, 14 months, that's when you get your certification, and you can't cut it short. There is no such thing as cutting it short. It takes a certain amount of hours to do it, or you're not going to get your license, which, by the way, is good for the lifetime for repairing aircraft. Now, here's the other thing. You can check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. There you go. It's that simple. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, the Iraqi supporters of the Iran-backed militia reportedly were the ones that were the mourners from the funeral for the 25 killed in our airstrikes against those poor, unfortunate Shia militias who were just following their dreams or whatever the hell the nonsense was that the mainstream media was trying to sell with the attack on the embassy. Okay? First of all, there may have been a few of those people in the crowd, but this was a concerted effort that grew very quickly with members of the al-Sadr army, members of the Hezbollah Islamic State that were the bad guys that were bombed, and some members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Quds force that were all in that crowd. And it was being directed by the chief of staff for General Soleimani, who was standing right there. Matter of fact, he had his military hat on. He had his military hat, a ball cap with the Iranian army on, because I recognized all that stuff with the scrambled eggs on it. And you could see him, the camera crew showed him directing people to go here and there and this, that, and the other. Plus, they had They had another Iraqi Quds force officer with him. And they had the Sadr army guy standing right there along with them, directing his people. And then they had the Hezbollah, the Iranian Shia militia guy standing there directing his people. So for us to believe from the Associated Press that dozens of angry Shia militia supporters broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Tuesday after smashing a main door and setting fire to the reception area, prompting tear gas and the sounds of gunfire. Dozens of angry people? Did you not see the crowd? Can you count to 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1,000 people or more as the crowd continued to grow and grow and grow? What the original crowd was different because of the people that kept coming. And they were on a mission. They were on a mission. They were going to try to get in to that embassy. Now, they got through layer number one, but they couldn't get to layer number two. And they certainly weren't going to get into layer number three. And Colonel Jim Warshak, when he comes on in hour number four, he'll tell you why. He's been in that embassy. He'll tell you why. And you might be interested to know what he's going to tell us. So pay attention. Now, the U.S. Army's combat casualties in Afghanistan were the highest in 5 years. And the Army bore the brunt of most of those losses. Very unfortunate. But we've had more activities going on there by the Taliban. Now, an outspoken career Marine, once the youngest leatherneck to pin on 4 stars, namely retired General Paul X. Kelly, an infamous name in the Marine Corps, 28th Commandant of the Marine Corps, has died at the age of 91. He lived a long life. Rest in peace, General. He was a legend in the military service. Now, despite causing a political firestorm earlier this year and forcing President Donald Trump to publicly reverse his administration's position on the matter,
the U.S. military again tried to push a plan that would lead to the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman retiring 25 years early and would defund the carrier air wing. The president said, no, we're not going to do it. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Also, Lockheed Martin has hit their 2019 F-35 delivery target of 131 jets. The world's largest defense contractor delivered a total of 134 of the stealthy jets this year and aims to deliver 141 F-35s in 2020. And, of course, some of the F-35s now are being used in different capacities on board these assault ships taking off vertical and landing vertical. Let me see here. Okay, Eric is chiming in. Let's take a look at what he just said. Eric is chiming in. He said, it would be interesting to know what the protesters' relationship is or was with those fermenting anti-government protests 4 to 8 weeks ago. Well, I suppose it would, Eric, but we may never know. By the way, the anger in Baghdad following the U.S. airstrikes against the Iranian-backed militia renewed the call from the people for American troops to leave. Downward America, Yankees go home, graffiti that was written on the embassy also praised General Soleimani. So that's what was going on. And by the way, Baghdad's military refused to act against the protesters yesterday. Did you notice that? They went away. They got out of the way and let things go. Even the police officers got out of the way quickly and let things go. So, with the retaliatory U.S. airstrikes looming, because the president is threatened for some payback here against Iran as to whatever that might be, but what started all of this were the airstrikes against the Iranian-backed militias in Iraq and Syria. They hit five targets, and they've injected a volatile new element into the already tense relations between Washington and Tehran, because they want to be considered in the scheme of things, because Iran is not only pushing to get Bashar al-Assad out, we've told you about that, Denise and I have told you about that, but they're also now trying to become a bigger force in Iraq and Syria and Jordan and Lebanon. Oh, well, pay attention. It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's my opinion. And we got troops over there right now. We'll get into all that again with Denise Simon a little bit later, coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. A short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All right. everybody, the theme from Smokey and the Bandit, Jerry Reed. Fred in the front seat there. Remember Fred the Basset Hound? And he's chasing the bandit. And, of course, they are just moving on down the highway and byway up in one of those clouds somewhere. Now, the Great Lakes, New England, and the Northwest regions are ringing in 2020 with winter weather. Yep, I said winter weather. A winter storm will continue to impact portions of the Great Lakes and New England this New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. While lake effect snow lingers into New Year's Day, New Year's night, and into tomorrow morning in the Northwest, and also down below the range coming from Watertown and the Thousand Islands Bridge all the way down to Oswego and over a little ways west towards Rochester and over into the Adirondack Mountains through the Tug Hill Plateau, where there is a winter storm warning. The lake effect snow machine is in full effect there right now, and you'll hear about several feet of snow up there being dumped on them. Also to the south and southwest of Buffalo, from about Dunkirk all the way to Ripley, New York, and maybe over a little bit towards Erie, Pennsylvania, you've got lake effect snow in that region in about 40 or 50 miles, and is continuing to snow and has been all night and will be all day. Now, let's go, before we go out west, let's go over down south to Tennessee. The central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville, east of Memphis, and Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee, you are getting rain. You're also getting rain down into northwestern Georgia tonight. That little section where you come up on the I-59 to I-24, when you come up out of Tennessee and Georgia and all that, that little stretch to go towards Nashville, you got rain right there in that area. You got rain across the central part of Alabama tonight, pretty much across I-20 from one end to the other, east to west, west to east. And then going out west, we'll stay down below first. You've got some fog in the Phoenix area tonight, apparently temperature change out there, and some fog, and it's in the Phoenix area, so be advised of that. And when you get out to California, there's a little bit of the snow that's moved to the east now that's still up there in the San Bernardino Mountains, with some wind and some mixed precipitation in the mountainous areas there, right east of Los Angeles, and a little bit north and east of San Diego. Now, going up I-5, when you get up into Oregon, you're looking good around Medford, but when you get up around Salem and the mountainous area to the east of I-5, you've got snow all the way from there, all the way up to Vancouver, British Columbia, including Snoqualmie, including just east of Seattle, and out there in Bremerton by the Navy base, you got rain right now going on out there, as well as some fog in the area, so be advised of that. Now, when you go over into Idaho, from Coeur d'Alene all the way down to Boise, you've got snow, just a general snow, but there is a winter storm warning north of Boise, up on the Montana southwestern corner there. And 4th of July in Montana tonight, over there in Montana, 4th of July, there's a winter storm warning up there. You definitely will be throwing iron to go up over the top of it, and some wind out in front of it to the east, moving to the east as this system will continue to move east. Now, there is some snow in the northwestern part of Wyoming tonight. It is moving to the east. There's a winter storm warning right there on the western edge of Wyoming, and the northeastern and northern edge coming out of Salt Lake City, winter storm warning over towards Colorado and Grand Junction, Colorado in particular. There you go, just to the west of Grand Junction. And we will see that as you come up I-15 and come across I-80. Right now, from Winnemucca to Wendover, general snow, and then a winter storm warning going across towards Salt Lake and up into Wyoming. Then you got some wind up to the east of Laramie, over to Cheyenne, and right to Nebraska, and that'll all be moving to the east, too. Now, Colorado, the Denver area, you've got some general snow coming down to the south, to the west, to the north. Now, to the northwest and straight west, going up over 70, headed up over Vail, you've got a winter storm warning, so be prepared. You're probably going to be hanging iron going up over there tonight, too. The snow's coming down pretty good in that area. Now, that's all I see right now, and that's pretty much where you're going to stay for tonight with the weather that away. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Flying J, which is a truck stop that's been around forever, especially if you run out west. And let's not forget the Pilot Travel Centers, because at the Pilot Travel Centers, you're going to find anything from a McDonald's to an Arby's to a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, to a Wendy's, to a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, maybe even a Chester's Chicken, and a full-service Dunkin' Donuts. And by that, I mean the Dunkin' Donuts that has got the breakfast, the lunch, and the light supper menu. And in the Flying J's, you'll find a sit-down Denny's, Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, too. So stop by, check them out, because they're not your average truck stop anymore, not your daddy's truck stop for sure. And when we talk about your Pilot and Flying J, tell them the captain sent you, because on the third watch, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got the New Year sweetheart up there. She's just celebrated and had a great time last night, and that would be Denise Simon, right?
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year. Happy new decade.
Yeah, new decade. Now, where were Don and Donna at real quickly? Because I saw a picture of them, and they had winter coats on. I mean, where the heck were they at?
I have no idea.
All right, well, they were obviously somewhere where it was pretty cold. Because Don looked like he had two coats on, and Donna looked like she was freezing, standing there getting her picture taken. But that's okay, and a happy New Year and a happy new decade to them, too. Now, I want to kind of pick up where we left off last night, because right after I got done talking to you, boom, we had the attack on the embassy.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah, so fill us in with where we're at right now.
Well, so it's understood, this was a coordinated response to the airstrikes that the United States had done both in Iraq and Syria.
Right.
And these were Iranian Hezbollah operations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of people saying this had nothing to do. I mean, these were not Iraqis. It's not exactly true.
Some of them were. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. When they were able to go through the gate/wall of our embassy, that embassy is, the outside the grounds, that's protected by requirement of embassies, foreign embassies, to be protected by the home country, in this case, obviously, Iraq.
Yep.
Well, those Iraqis allowed those people through there.
Yeah, they took off. Mm-hmm.
They opened it up and said, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is, they did get inside. They did even get into the, what is known as the reception area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's a reception area as what they're calling a reception area that what we've seen, because they actually created a fire there in the reception area.
Yeah.
We had, our security, some number of security up on the roof by that time, and then we had some inside.
Hold that thought, because we're going to get into this when we come back, because this is important what you're saying. And folks, there's three walled layers of security there. They got through one, they didn't get through the second, and we'll talk about what this little reception area was that they were at. This was like a little holding area before you went from area number three to area number two through the entrance there, and they never got that far, but they came close. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch for Denise Simon. Going to do the news and all that great stuff, a little weather. Your stations will identify themselves, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.